In this season of thankfulness, are you surrounded by circumstances you find difficult to be grateful for? Our hearts are more inclined to give thanks for the things we want to highlight, not so much the struggles, loss, and pain. This month at lifeword.org, I'm focusing on why it's good to give thanks for the things that might not float to the top of our grateful journals. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 has been the focus as we see how God uses all things we face, and therefore it's good to give thanks in all things. The mountaintops are way more fun than the valleys, but isn't it in the valleys where we find God's deep grace and peace to light our path? It has been for me. I can truly say I can comfort others as I have been comforted and felt the presence of God so near to my broken heart. In that place, I can give thanks when I face loss, failure, or discouragement, because it's through those moments I must throw my hands up to my Father in heaven to hold me, and there is no one who holds me better. What are the losses you have faced? It's tough to even scroll through social media some days because my feed is full of prayer requests. Sickness, death, and struggle are a constant reality in our lives. It's been said you are either about to enter a season of struggle, or you are in it currently, or you are coming out of one. No matter where we are on the journey, we can look to God and give thanks all along the way. One thing I'm thankful for is God's word, because I'm reminded I'm not alone in my failure or loss. All throughout scripture, we see God work through the losses and failures of his people. Not only is God faithful time and time again, he gives us more reasons to be thankful. I've got three I want to share. First, God holds your tears and knows right where you are. Psalm 56:8. You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? God knows where you are and the tears you cry. He sees and loves you. I'm so thankful for this truth in the midst of loss, because I don't feel alone. I feel God carry me through. Second, God is already there. I don't have to be afraid of what may come. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I am thankful that I don't have to be afraid. No matter what loss I've faced or what I may face in the future, God is with me. Third, when I'm not sure which way to go after facing loss or disappointment, I know God will show me. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Some days in the midst of loss, we don't even know which way to turn. God is there to guide us, give us peace and wisdom to move forward. I'm so very thankful for that. When we walk through a season of loss, we can give thanks because God is near, catching every tear. He goes before us and lights the way when we can't see beyond our sorrow. For all those things he does through it all, I am thankful. That's the truth. We can give thanks in all things because even though life is hard sometimes, God is still good and he is worthy. I'm Lori Klein.